Hello and welcome again. This is Vishnu Mahali and you are listening to the Vishnu Mahali Show. This is episode number 4 and as promised in the previous episode, today we'll talk about how you can come up with some great or creative brand names. If it is your first time here, let me tell you that this is the second part of the series that I named The Road to a Perfect Brand Name. Basically, I'm giving you some ideas and tips to come up with a perfect brand name. So if you really want to take the complete benefit out of it, then don't forget to listen to the previous episode 2, that is episode 3. And it will be even better if you listen to the previous episode first and then come back to this one. And for those who have already listened to the previous episode, we are good to go ahead. Now before you dive into the world of words, here are some questions that you should consider answering. Number 1. What is the goal of your business or brand? Number 2. Who will be your targeted audience? Number 3. Is your business B2C or B2B? If answers to these questions are clear in your head, then it will be easier for you to think and decide on a brand name. Alright, now let's move on to the next segment where I'll give you some tips and ways to think and come up with a perfect brand name. Okay, number 1. Use your brain. I know it's obvious, but give it a try before moving on to the upcoming tips. Nothing can be as creative as your brain when it comes to choosing a brand name for your own business. Please try it once and then move on to the upcoming tips. Keeping this advice in mind, I'll talk about the ways or tips which uses your creativity or brain power first, and then we will gradually move on to the easier side which works with algorithms and AI or someone else's help. Alright, number 2. Grab a thesaurus. Using a thesaurus is a great idea to level up your creativity while playing with the words. It allows you to come up with some great variations of your existing ideas. Sometimes you will even find great alternatives to highly competitive or common words untapped, and thus making it easier for you to choose a perfect and unique brand name. Number 3. Look at your competitor's name for inspiration. You don't have to copy anyone, but looking at your competitor's brand name can remove your mind blocks and give you some more creative ideas. Do Airtel and Aircel sound similar to you? Well, you get the idea. Number 4. Consider different languages. Try to find your brand name in different languages. It might not be available in English and registered to someone else, but it might be available in other languages and can be usable for you. So try to find out the name you are thinking in different languages. It might be available and you may be able to use them for your own business. Even if not, you can also combine two or more different languages to come up with a name which will be unique and meaningful at the same time. But please remember that if your brand name is meaningful, then it loses its wow potential. We will talk more about it later or in the next episode. Number 5. Combine words. You can also combine two or more different words to make a new one. There is a higher possibility that the name would be a unique one and will be available to use. Like for an example, Pinterest. It is clear that the name is a combination of two different words, pin and interest. Similarly, there are a lot of examples out there, but right now I can only think of this one. If you are able to think some more examples like this, please leave a comment if possible wherever you are listening to this podcast. Now let's move on to the next one. Number 6. Play with words. I don't have a proper explanation for this one to be honest, but you just have to play with the words to create something new or unique. For example, Paytm. We all know that the name came from the word ATM and it also has the wow potential in it. Again, we'll discuss the wow potential later or in the next episode. So basically, try random things with the words you would like to add to your brand name. Like I said, I don't have a proper explanation for this one. Number 7. Try alliteration. For those who didn't understand the word, it's a noun and Google defines it as the occurrence of the same letter or sound at the beginning of adjacent or closely connected words. They have also provided an example, which is sweet birds sang. I hope you got it. By using alliteration, you can use a longer set of words and it will still be easier to say and remember. I don't really remember any example for such a brand name, but let me try to make it up. For example, Kevin's Kitchen maybe, or Dan's Deodorant, or whatever. I don't know, I'm just making it up. These examples aren't so great, but still, I hope you get the idea. If you spend enough time, you can come up with a way better and creative brand name for your business. Number 8. Use abbreviation. Now we are in the comfort zone. This one and upcoming ideas are for lazy people and for those who don't want to spend a lot of time thinking about their brand name. And obviously, I don't need to explain anything here. But let me give you some examples of the abbreviated brand names. TVS, BMW, HDFC, ICICI, etc. are some of the examples of abbreviated brand names. And there are thousands of examples available for this one, as it is one of the easiest way to choose a brand name. Number 9. Ask someone. It is also one of the easiest one if you have a lot of connections out there. Your friends, family, colleagues or whatever, they can help you to find out the name you are looking for. However, don't rely too much on others. They may not be able to suggest the best possible name for your brand, so be prepared for it. Now the question is, how would you know if the name is the perfect one? Well, for that you have to wait until the next episode of the Vishnu Mahali Show arrives. In the next episode, I'll talk about how you can verify or be assured that the name you have come up with is the perfect one. So if you don't want to miss out the upcoming episode, please consider subscribing or follow this podcast wherever you are listening. Now let's talk about the next step. Number 10. Use a name generator. There are a lot of online name generators which can be used to come up with a brand name that you can use for your business. I don't have a specific recommendation here, but you can just Google name generator and a lot of online tools will appear in the search result. You can use any of them, but please make sure to tweak them out, as everyone may be seeing the same results that you will be getting on those websites or tools. To name a few, you can use NameMaze, Wordoid, Panabi, etc. Alright, number 11. Use your name. The easiest one, of course. You can also use your own or anyone's name or surname as your brand name, but it also has its own drawbacks, which we have already discussed in the previous episode of the Vishnu Mahali Show. So if you would like to know more about it, then please listen to the previous episode, that is episode number 3, and then decide what you would like to do ahead. If you are building your personal brand, then it is okay to use your name. But let me remind you again that it is your brand value that matters the most, not the name. There are already a lot of brands out there which are actually someone's name or surname, such as Tata, Tesla, Birla and so on. So if you are not able to decide a brand name as of now, do not sit back and waste your time. Start the journey with your own name, and then later you can decide a proper brand name if needed, or you can just get going with your own name. It's better to have a big brand with a bad name than having nothing at all. So my suggestion would be to just get started and fix things along the way. Alright, that's all for this episode, guys. Please do subscribe or follow this podcast wherever you are listening, and please leave your ratings and reviews if possible. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Till then, keep learning, keep growing. Bye-bye.